Log Talk Radio.
Please welcome one American, the leader of the Chinese.
There's a mess of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list is long. And they say hope lives on since dawn. But it's the changing world that took you away. I wanna erase the misery, get all the friends, but that's all that I've got left of you. So what should I do when I'm thinking of you?
Everyone, today, oh my God, it feels like I've been waiting a lifetime for this interview. Probably not a lifetime. Well, maybe a lifetime for me because I have been such a big fan of Lee Greenwood, and it's probably my grandfather's fault because he always played his song in the garage. And let me bring on Nadia first.
Hi.
Hey, Nadia. Okay, and this, people, welcome Lee Greenwood. He has so many major hits. God Bless America, I Owe You, so many others. Hi, Lee.
Hello there. Good evening.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, you're making my dream come true because I fell in love with your music probably when I was 10. I'm not going to say how old I am right now because that would make me really, really, really sound old. So, yeah, I just fell in love with your music. And my favorite song of yours of all time is I Owe You. I love it. I love the melody. I love everything about that song. And how did that song come about?
Well, of course, I've been recording in Nashville for 35 years. And when I first got to Nashville, we released three different albums, Inside Out, Somebody's Gonna Love You, and You've Got a Good Luck Coming. Each one of those went to the top of the charts. And the one album, Somebody's Gonna Love You, was kind of like, for me, an easy listening album, if you will, more of a James Taylor approach to country music. And so I Owe You was submitted to me by one of the writers in Nashville. And my producer and I looked at each other and said, well, this is going to be a single release from that album. I don't know what the sequence is, but we chose it to be released third off the album. And, of course, it won us a Grammy that year. And I want to thank Carrie Chater and Austin Roberts for writing such a great love song.
I mean, it's the best love song ever in the history of love songs, in my opinion. And I know you can't sing for us today, but my request is if you come back for my birthday show. And
when is your birthday?
June 9th. Of course, Nadia would let you know the date, but it's like my favorite song ever, and I have to go buy another CD of it because I play new albums so much that...
Oh, that's great.
Well, yeah, it's great, but when you're a teenager and your brothers and sisters are going to kill you because... You and Kenny Rogers was, like, on my rotation so much that I think that they were both wanting me dead. Basically, my sister thought it was awesome because she loves your music, too. So But the boys were like, come on, how many times a day are you going to play I Owe You? I'm like, another 100. And so they left the house. So, yeah, for the day. yes, that's one way to kick your brothers out. And, you know, you history through country music, but you also, you know, you could say you're country, but pop music. I mean, you, because you have filled genres of music, I believe you have. So, yeah, I mean, some of you, love song could go easily on pop radio.
Yeah, we had several, actually, that did cross over. We had Somebody's Gonna Love You, of course. That was the title of that particular album. We had a duet with Barbara Mandrell called To Me that crossed over. I Owe You certainly was a standard that did that. And I'm about to release a 21-song CD this summer where I wrote all the songs. And it shows more of a varied background of my career. You probably know that I spent almost 20 years in the casinos of Nevada. And
yes,
when I was there, I played all kinds of music. I mean, it was rock and country, of course, but mostly pop music, Broadway songs. And it gave me a chance just to get a varied opinion of what kind of music I like writing. My background is basically jazz and R&B. So you put those together with country music, and that's kind of what you came out with.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I get mad right now with country radio right now because, number one, we are not hearing all the females like we should be hearing, and we don't hear you enough on country radio. By the way, country radio, I hope you're listening to me. I know, they probably won't, but they should. But because it's just amazing. And so did you do the All-American Salute with oh, my God, a bunch of awesome, I'm trying to remember where I saw, okay, were you guys able to do the October 12th thing in Alabama with Crystal Gayle and Mark Wills and Wesley McDonald and my friend Tim Westlow? Were you guys able to do that? And when was that?
It's coming out this year.
Out
this year, Carly. It'll be October 12th. In Huntsville, Alabama, at the Von Braun Center, which I played that building several times, it seats 10,000. And I thought for this year, because we had so little touring last year, and I may only tour 2 or 3 more years because of my age, we decided to give you tribute to all of the writers. Yes, you know, there's got to be an end to everything, but it won't be yet. And so October 12th, we're going to release the opinion of what people think of my music. And we have 40 different artists. They're going to sing my songs on stage. And tickets are on sale now, by the way, if people want to buy them, because as we're approaching October 12th, it'll come here before we know it. And we're about half sold out at the arena. And it's only about an hour and a half from Nashville, so people are coming from all over the United States to give tribute to the writers, the producers, the artists, and the musicians who have played on 40 years of my hits.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, I love, you know, I had Tim Westlow on the show a year ago, 2 years ago, and I drove him crazy because, you know, he's so great. And, you know, my dream still is to get Wesley McDonald on here. Like, all the people that is going to be in your salute, you know, Michael W. Smith and Wesley, Tim, oh, my gosh, I would love all of them. Mark Wills, Lee Bryce, Michael Ray. I mean, oh, my gosh, that is just a list of, you know, everyone. And I think that is really awesome that that is happening.
Yeah, we're announcing more artists as we go along who will commit to the show in October. But like I said, we've already got 40 artists, and it's going to be fun to watch some of the people sing the songs that I made famous. We're going to have the Soul Man. Remember Sam and Dave? Well, Sam Moore is going to sing one of the songs for me. Kid Rock will be on the show as well, great friend of mine. The Oak Ridge Boys, who I know very well, will come on the show. And just, you know, when you talk about all of the artists I know, not just in country, but in pop music as well, nobody said no. Everybody wants to be involved in this show. And I'm so excited about it because this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. We're going to film it, and it'll be shown the next year or so at specific special nights. But this is a one-time show. You'll never see these artists together again.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
I'm
so excited.
I just want to say, if you wanted to put in a good word for me, for us, Ridley Bryce, Michael Ray, Michael W. Smith, any of those acts, we would love to get them on here as well. I mean, I love all, you know, everyone so far that you have. So if you just want to tell your friends about the show, you're more than welcome.
Oh, I certainly will.
And, so, you know, you, how do you, with the country music today, and this has been COVID-19, crazy year, so do you have to get off the road and just stay at home, or have you been able to go out to the casinos and still play your music?
Well, yes and no. 2020, of course, was rough. We had about 12 shows the entire year at selected locations where it was all outdoors. And instead of 10,000 people, we had about 2,500 to 3,000 people. We had a show in Utah, three in Texas, a couple in the South and Florida. And it was different. It was very strange, but the people were very receptive. And of course, we're reliving March because this started back in March of 2020. And here we are, March again. And the nation's wanting to open up. They really are tired of this COVID-19. The virus now is getting under control with three different vaccinations from Pfizer and the new one, Johnson & Johnson, coming out with a one shot.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking by April and May, the entire nation will be vaccinated. And by June and July, particularly for my July 4th, weekend, we will be live and in concert and probably outdoors, which we usually are on July 4th anyway, and it'll be exciting.
That is awesome because, having music during this crazy time probably saved my sanity from going crazy. And also, seriously. But so, did you ever get to play with Kenny Rogers at all during your career?
Actually, Kenny was a very good friend of mine. I met him, first of all, in Vegas when I was 17 years old, and he was with a group called the Kirby Stone Four. He and his band was backing them up at the Thunderbird Hotel. And I have to try to put the year like this. I graduated in high school in 60. This would be 1961. And then later, I met him again with the First Edition when they came back to Vegas again because I was in Vegas almost 20 years. And then later on, we got to be friends when I wrote him a song that became a number one hit called A Love Song. And it was on my first album. It was on his album. Yes. And you can hear both versions if you grab my new digitally released album, Inside Out, by Universal. They've just released 8 of my original albums on digital, so you'll find that song. So Kenny and I toured together about 4 years, and one of the major tours was all across Canada, from Montreal out to Queens Island. We dropped into Seattle and back into the United States and down the West Coast. And I toured his Christmas shows for 3 years as well. So we were very good friends, and I miss him dearly. And it was so exciting to know that I could be his opening act no matter where we went.
Well, when I heard Kenny Rogers passed away, I couldn't bear it. I couldn't see it actually happening. I really thought that he would live forever. I don't know why I thought that, but he's one of the greatest. So it was just hard to lose him this year. I was devastated.
At the time he was having hits, I was also having hits. And when I wrote him the hit song, Love Song, he immediately asked me if I would tour with him. And I said, yes, of course. And then he didn't know how far back I went with his career, which was pretty astounding. And we were extremely good friends.
Oh, my God. That is awesome because, I mean, you know, I hear really good stories whenever on YouTube with him and Lionel Richie. Also had a very good bond too, and and now you, and I just think that, you know, I miss him. I totally miss him. I mean, it just doesn't.
We all do.
You know, feel the right, feel.
Yep, you got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, this took the life out of me. And so I know you did a duet with Barbara Mandrell back 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. I'm not sure on the date, but how was that? Because
I wrote Barbara a song called We Were Meant for Each Other while we were touring together. And so her producer, Tom Collins, got together with my producer, Jerry Crutchfield, because we were both on MCA Records. And we produced an album, which produced two songs that were nominated for Grammys, one of which was To Me. And I sang it on stage with her so many times. It was so wonderful. She was my counterpart. I'd say she was one of the greatest entertainers I've ever worked with.
Yeah, she is. And, I mean, oh, my God, she is amazing. And if you had to do a duet right now with anyone in country music or pop music, hey, I know, I asked a hard question, sorry, this is how my brain works. Who would you want to do it with?
Well, that's interesting. I don't know that I would choose someone in country music. I think maybe I'd rather sing with Celine Dion. I mean, that's one of my all-time favorite singers. If you want to stretch out and really sing some kind of a beautiful ballad, well, even my wife is a great singer. I might enjoy singing with her.
Yeah, and I pick Sue. I don't know why I'm picking this in my head, but I always thought you and Carrie Underwood would do a great duet together.
Well, Carrie's a great friend of mine, and you're right. She is a great singer. My voice blended really well with Barbara Mandrell, and when I had the Perfect 10 album at Capitol Liberty, actually Susie Boggess and I had the most magic song called Hopelessly Yours. And, you know, I thought that was a great duet. It never got nominated, but that was the best song off that album.
Wow. I just think that you don't get respected in either genre as much as you should. And, they should be playing your songs like all the time on the radio, in my opinion. And
Thank you.
And I just, I'm looking at you 2 days by now. And okay, I know you go to a lot of casinos. Okay, what did you have against the Seattle. I mean, you're going everywhere, but my hometown of Seattle, Washington. Okay, you're going Longview, which is like 3 hours away.
Right.
You know, so, like, people, come on, get me in Seattle, and I would be happy. and, you know, also, so, you know, you have sang for most of the presidents, haven't you? Oh,
yes, I have.
Yeah.
Twice,
okay.
I've sang for 5 presidents, once at the Reagan Library opening with Presidents Nixon, Ford, Carter, Bush, and Reagan, and all of their wives, and Lady Bird Johnson. And it was at the opening of the event. And so that was the first time. The second time was during the hurricane just a couple of years ago, and I sang at Texas A&M with Presidents Obama, Clinton, Carter, and both Bush presidents as we raised $45,000 for hurricane relief. And they took a picture with us. You'll see that particular event on my website with my wife, Kim, who's so beautiful, standing next to me behind the 5 presidents.
Wow. That is awesome. I mean, you know, I mean, number 42, no, 43. You know, when Bush Senior died, I, once again, it just hit me. I'm like, oh, I mean, I feel so bad for the whole Bush family because once Barbara left and she died, I knew it was a long because they were total soulmates. And, yeah, and I just think your music right now is what people need. And I know I'm the host of the show along with Nadia. So, Nadia, I know you
yes.
have questions. Well, if you don't, Nadia, that's fine. I will, but I know you do, so I will be nice.
Hi, Lee. How
Hello,
are
Nadia.
You?
I'm terrific.
Thank you for
Thank
coming
you.
On
How
the
are
show.
You?
Good.
You know,
I'm doing well.
As we speak, my 22-year-old son, who goes, he's a Chancellor Scholar at TCU, is on stage at TCU doing a concert. And so I'm kind of watching it on my iPad while I'm talking to you. His name is Parker.
Oh, wow.
He's a music composition major.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
I'm in
wow.
Florida.
Oh, yes, because I would love of you to sing for us tonight. But
oh, really?
Scott said, yeah, but Scott said that you didn't have the setup because you were in Florida, so.
Yeah, I'm in Florida, and I'm actually sitting in my bedroom talking to you on the phone.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. How's the weather in Florida?
It's beautiful. 73 degrees today, perfect outdoor day. My wife actually flew home today from Florida back to Tennessee. She is the executive director of 3 pageants for Miss Universe, Miss USA, Tennessee, Georgia, and Mississippi. And next week is the combined Tennessee and Mississippi pageants in Tunica, just south of Memphis. And our current reigning Miss USA is from Mississippi, Asia.
Oh,
she
wow.
She is actually just so beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
wow.
My wife and I both run our businesses together. And and then, of course, we kind of keep our eye on our 2 sons. We have one other son who's 25, who is valedictorian of his high school, and he went to 4 years undergrad at Washington and Lee, and now is getting a PhD in cancer research at Vanderbilt in Nashville. So we got him a little closer to us, but our other son
right.
is extremely talented.
Wow, that's awesome. Good for him. He's going to definitely go
Thank
places,
you.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yep, They're both
that's
awesome.
That's great. That's what you want.
Thank you. You bet.
You're welcome. Also, too, so I love your song, God Bless the USA. That was one of my favorite songs.
Thank you, Nadia.
You're welcome. So how did you decide to come up with that song? Like, what made you decide to sing that song, like, or write it?
You know, my father joined the Navy right after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. I was born in 1942, so you can get the time frame. And
yes.
I was raised by my grandparents, but my parents were both divorced. my parents were divorced when I was a year old. And so I didn't really know my father until I got a little bit older. And in my late teens, I got to know him and realize his sacrifice, as many during World War II and in all wars we've had, sacrifice for our freedom. So I have to tell you that in the back of my mind somewhere, I knew I had to do something for my country. Now, let's put that together with the years that I spent in Las Vegas. I worked alongside many of the greats from 1960 to almost 1980 when I joined MCA and moved to Nashville. And one of those was Elvis Presley. And I worked the Hilton at the time. And I was the opening act for Bill Medley at the time. He was not working with Bobby Hatfield, who was a member of the Righteous Brothers. And so Elvis was in the main room. And I used to go watch his shows a lot. And he had a closer called the Trilogy, which he was he was very reverent, by the way. And he could have been a preacher, I think, if he wasn't an entertainer. But he always closed it with the Battle Hymn of the Republic and that very stirring rendition, you know. And I said, if I ever get my career, when I go to Nashville, Tennessee, as a country act, because that's where I was heading, I said, I'm going to do the Trilogy. And after about 2 years of touring like a crazy person, 300 days a year on the road, one day in the back of my bus, I said, you know what, instead of doing the Trilogy as my closer, I'm just going to write my own song. And then it all came together. My father's sacrifice, his service, the Vietnam War, which I had to live through as well. And I said, it's time to unite the country. And that it just flowed. And so when I brought it home and showed it to my producer, he agreed that it would be a good release, but it was never a single. It was on an album called You Got a Good Love Coming, which is our fourth album for MCA, and it wasn't intended to be a release. It was Universal that made the call to release USA as a single.
Wow. Because that's an awesome song. I love it. I was listening to it last night, by the way. You're welcome. Also, too, I have another. I have one more question for you. Now, have you done film? I think you've done film in the past, haven't you?
Actually, I'm only in one film so far. It's called Ticket to Nashville. Should be released this year.
Yes, I saw that.
I haven't done the only thing I've done associated with film is basically through television. I've done an awful lot of television. I'm an AFTRA member, American Federation of Television Recording Artists. And I did commercials for years for many different products. And then I have this one film, Ticket to Nashville, which I actually played a role in. But it's never been my thing. I always wanted to be in the music department and not be an actor. But, you know, that's just the way it is. All actors want to be musicians, and all musicians want to be actors.
Exactly. It's true. It's very true. Yep. And also, too, have you ever wanted to ever do, like, a duet maybe with, like, Dolly Parton?
You know, Dolly's a good friend of mine, and I've sang with numerous artists, country and Christian, and rock, as a matter of fact. But I don't know at this point in my career that would be a choice. It's interesting, Carly mentioned that I might want to sing with, the girl that does the Carrie Underwood. And we've been
Carrie
on
Underwood,
stage together, Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood, and I. And we have actually sang together. But I to put that together in a product, sometimes it takes politics, but it would be a thrill to be able to sing with her, that's for sure.
Exactly, yes, because she's an excellent singer, too.
Absolutely.
So, well, thank you so much for being on the show. We do have other callers, so I don't want to take up too much time. But I appreciate you coming on.
But I've got to say to you, when 9/11 happened, and God Bless America kind of helped your career in a big way. I mean, you never want a national tragedy to help your career, but you know, you kind of help people when you were at the baseball games and singing God Bless America. And it kind of brought the new generation that never heard of it, of your style, to, you know, to hear it. So I meant to tell you that, but I didn't want to take any of Nadia's questions because we do steal each other's questions more than anyone knows. So, yes. So I'm going to let Bobby on. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Lee. How are you doing?
Hi, Bobby. I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah. I enjoy God Bless the USA as well, and I'm glad that you got a chance to release it during 9/11, even though, and because the song really became popular on all of the radio stations at that time, and I was just reading on Wikipedia the origin of the song, and it went to number 16.
Yeah, it was never number one, at least
right.
At that period of time. And
right.
To tell you the truth, it was already Song of the Year in Nashville, so it's not like it didn't have enough exposure. But when the nation got hit so hard with terrorism, it was my privilege to sing not just once, but twice in New York at Yankee Stadium, once with the Fireman's Memorial, along with Mark Anthony, who sang America the Beautiful, and Reba McEntire, who sang Wind Beneath My Wings.
Beth Midler?
Beth Midler, thank you.
Beth Midler,
and,
yep.
So it was a wonderful time for us to unite the country. And then I went back and sang the fourth game of the World Series. That was the Diamondbacks against the Yankees that year. And that's that famous picture you see with the red, white, and blue jacket. And I appreciate you saying, Carly, that possibly it was a boost in my career. It wasn't about that. It certainly was about uniting the nation. And for 2 years after the terrorist attack, I toured with Barbara Bush, all of the military bases in America, and it had nothing to do with my popularity or my – it just – the song became a rallying point for America to get off its knees, and it just made me extremely proud to be able to sing it.
I agree. It weren't for Alicia Keys Falling, I believe, in my opinion, that song could have made it to number one.
Well, it's possible, but it's interesting that in order to change the mood of the nation for a patriotic song in the midst of other music, I was flattered that it got where it did in popularity. It would come later, of course, that it was the only song ever played on all genres of music, a number one twice.
Yeah, because I also heard that when we went to war with Iraq the second time, and when we invaded Iraq from, it was also in the top 40 in 2003.
Right, and you know, of course, I did over 30 USO tours in my tenure as an artist, and I toured Bob Hope's last tour around the world, 8 shows in 8 days, 25,000 miles, and so you just get a really good opinion of how the sacrifice is for the military and how far stretched our military is around the world.
Right. Well, I will we'll just hope that you have a great night, and hopefully if you come back to Fayetteville to perform, because you have performed at Fort Bragg before, hopefully you can perform at Fayetteville. Maybe I'll get a chance to see you, and maybe you can just support our troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina by singing God Bless USA.
That would be a thrill for me. I've been to Fort Bragg before when General Luck, the 3-star commander, was there. He's now a 4-star, and I worked with him at Fort Campbell on another mission. But, yeah, I'm very familiar with Fort Bragg, and it would be a thrill to go back there again.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all from me, so I'll just let Carly and Nalia get some more callers.
Bobby,
thank you, Bobby. Nice to talk to you.
All right.
Thank you, Bobby.
And Veronica, you're next.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi. Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Lee. How are you guys this evening? I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Well, how are you? And great to talk to you. In Houston, I have a charity I work with there called Helping a Hero. We Build Homes for Wounded Warriors. And I know that recently you've had a really tough time with electricity in Texas.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely. A lot of people lost the power, the water, the heat. And it's taking some time to get back to normalness, but we'll get out of it. And, you know, we got through Harvey in 2017, and we're going to get through this. And we're just keep going. That's all we can do. I mean, definitely.
I don't know if you were on the radio and listening at the time I was talking about doing the concert for hurricane relief at Texas A&M.
Oh, yes, I heard it. I heard it. That was wonderful. I did not know that. That was amazing. No, Mr. Lee, I wanted to ask you, I just looked, is your birthday October 27th?
It is.
My birthday's actually the 27th also of October, 85. I was born in 85.
Oh, how wonderful. We share the same thing.
Yes, but yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I was looking this morning and I saw, I was like, wow, we share the same birthday. But no, I just wanted to call. I just love the song God Bless the USA. I was listening to earlier today with my mom and we just love that song. And it just, you know, it's just, we just love uplifting. And we need that right now, everything that's going on in this world. And it's just, we love that song, Mr. Lee. And just want to say thank you. Just love that beautiful song of yours.
You're so welcome. You know, of all of the music that I've recorded in 36 albums and my 40-year career as a recording artist, it may not be the only song that I'm proud of, but it's certainly the song that people know me by.
Well, that is wonderful. And I just want to say congratulations on your new album your album that will be coming out, and also your special. And I hope I get to see it on the TV.
You know, we have two albums just released by Time Life Warners, Same River, Different Bridge, an album that was never released before. And I'm really proud of that music. You can go on my website and find it. And also the second Christmas album called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which is a lot of standards, and I get to play saxophone on that one, which is my favorite instrument. And then Universal has just released 8 of my original albums on digital as well. Inside Out, Somebody's Gonna Love You, You Got a Good Love Coming, Streamline, and all of those early albums I had at MCA. So they're all available now on digital.
Well, that is wonderful, and continued success to you, Mr. Lee, and thank you so much, for you, Carly, Nadia, and Mr. and Lee, for taking my call, and I really appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful and blessed night.
You too. Thank you, Veronica.
You're not going anywhere. Hold on. You're not going anywhere, dear.
Okay.
So, Lee, thank you so much for calling, but I have a really odd request. Okay. So Nadia and I are trying to get more country stars on the show. And do you think if Nadia emails you rep that you could maybe help us get some of the acts that will be on your salute to Lee Greenwood on here so America will know that the salute is going to happen? Could you help us with that?
Of course. Yeah, Scott Sexton, who's the director of publicity at 2911 Media, who arranged this call for me, he will be the one to contact and have all of those artists aware of your wonderful show coming from Washington State.
Oh, and
awesome.
Will you please come back for my birthday show? You're free on that day? Yeah, I just asked. Can you come back on my birthday show if you're free that day? We will
I'm
really
sure.
Love
that's
you.
That's not
your
a problem.
Thing.
Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Well,
next time,
thank
maybe
you
sing for you.
So much. And please come back whenever you want. You could come back every day as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, you have to talk to the booker, Nadia, about that one. But thank you so much for having us do this interview. And we cannot wait for the next interview.
Thank you very much,
yes,
Carly
thank you
and
so
Nadia,
much.
For Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate it. Just remember, just
You're
don't
welcome.
Be sleepless in Seattle.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lee. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Veronica? Bobby,
I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. How about
good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad I was able to talk to Lee Greenwood. It was an awesome show. You guys did a wonderful job.
Yes.
Thank you.
My last question was okay to ask, right? You guys, I mean, I asked it.
Yes, of course.
And he said yes. Or am I dreaming this all in my crazy head?
No, he said yes.
Okay. Well, I just, you know what? My lack of sleep, you guys, is very lacking.
That's okay.
And, you know, and I'm glad I have my two girls here, plus, you know, Bobby Hood, you know, makes me laugh no matter what.
It's okay. It's okay.
He doesn't care if I make a mistake ever. And he
That's
thinks
right.
I'm perfect.
No, because
no,
people always make mistakes.
So I just want to say something I've been holding on all day. I haven't watched General Hospital yet today, but
I haven't either, so nobody talked about
Twitter
it. I haven't seen it either, I'm sorry.
No, I just want to say one other thing. Okay, Nina, you're crazy as heck. Okay, now you want to say that Willow is not really Wadley's mother? Okay, because what, Nell was your biological crazy doll? It does not take a parent. I mean, it doesn't take biology to make a parent. Okay? So.
Yeah.
No, I'm not done. Okay. So all the years of Sonny raising Michael as his own, Colby raises Avery as her own. Okay? It makes me explode. It makes me see green because Carson family has never, Veronica, back me up here, has never used the word stepkids. Okay? The people on the show might say it, but Jocelyn thinks Dante and Michael, well, Michael's her half brother, but Dante, Christina, Avery, all her brothers and sisters. Okay, and Molly is also in that category of really with the princess kids when they were growing up, right, Veronica?
Yeah?
Veronica?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Am I right on it?
No. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I was listening. No. I was listening.
Good. No. So, am I right on this? I mean, Carson can never use the word step with their kids ever.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you, Carly.
So, yeah, I just don't like Nina right now. I mean, if we do have Cynthia Walters ever come on, I will be nice. I promise you that, you guys. But
okay.
You know what? Carly was right what she was feeling yesterday. Okay? And Michael needs to respect his mother's feeling a little after what Neil did to her.
Yeah.
I mean, being gaslighted a bunch of times by this person. And, okay, do a damn DNA test, you guys. Okay, we are just taking him because of the damn necklace that, that is Nina's kid. We are just taking that necklace. No one's done a DNA test. Okay?
Mm.
No one's done a DNA test. And someone needs to do a DNA test, right, you guys?
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
And Nadia, what are we doing tomorrow?
So tomorrow we have two shows again. Tomorrow we have Keith Anderson at 12:30 Carly's time. 12:30 Carly's time. 3:30 Jay's time. 2:30 Veronica's time. and then we also have Ashley tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
5 o'clock Carly's time. 8 o'clock me and Bobby's time. 7 o'clock Veronica's time.
I love that.
Thank you so much for reminding me because I forget the times mixed up. Thank you.
No, okay.
No problem. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I get the time mixed up again. I mean, all you guys
Don't worry about a week. It won't matter because we'll be on daylight savings time.
Yeah.
What, Bobby?
We'll be on daylight savings time in about a week.
I can't wait.
If Veronica and I and Nadia actually live close together, do you get how much trouble we will all be in? Especially when you lead me, being a leader, you know, I've never been a follower, scared my parents, and, you know how parents are usually scared that your kid is going to end up, being around the bad influence?
Yeah.
Hey, I was a bad influence. But you know what? The way I look at it, but I can't believe we got Lee Greenwood. I can't believe he is going to help us. I just remember what Christoph Zinzon, my TV departed husband, said.
I miss him.
That he always told me it was okay to ask the stars for help. He told me that 10 years ago. He told me it never hurts to ask. And my other TV husband, Zay Eddie, would tell me the same thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you guys, it doesn't hurt to ask. And we are still daytime, but if we go in the country area too, we might get more listeners. And, it will come off like a rocket plane, a rocket launch, something.
Yeah.
And, and I just want to say that Walmart is a bad place, you guys. Okay. So I go in there for two things. Two damn things. Okay? And Veronica knows this because I mess in Lou. Okay, I came out with like $100 stuff. You know, because I haven't been anywhere in months, so I...
Yeah.
Would someone explain to me how you can just go in for two things and you come out with more than two things? Anyone? Does anyone want to explain that to Carly?
I'm going to be honest. I have. If I go in for like maybe one or two things, I come up maybe about 75 items out of the store. No, seriously,
yeah,
because I set a budget and all of a sudden I go over my budget. I'm like, darn it.
I'm the same thing. If I go for two items, I'm asking for twice.
That's how I am. And most people would say, my boyfriend would say, why don't you actually write a list? And, okay, lists are really nice. But
yeah.
When you see pretty things, or some let's go down the window. Okay. Before we go, who actually does shopping with the list? Does anyone shop with the list? Anyone?
Repeat that question. I'm sorry.
Okay, when you go shopping, grocery shopping, or clothes shopping, which I hate clothes shopping, but like food shopping, do you guys have a list, or do you guys never have a list?
I have a list. Yeah.
You have to,
okay.
Then you'll forget.
You know what? You guys all can go. I'm too lazy to buy one. That's my husband.
I'm like, wait, is she telling us off?
I'm at the show, and I'm trying to remember what I'm supposed to buy. And Helen, my problem is I buy things that I forgot I needed, and then when I get home, the things I actually need, I never did.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you know, and what I don't like about most is there's 31 days at most. I don't like that at all. Because it's 31 days, so it feels like a longer month. Wait, no. Okay, Veronica, when is your birthday? October, right?
Yeah, October 27th.
Okay, and then the rest of us are June babies. Okay.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yes, Bobby and I are a day apart. But I still don't know what time Bobby was born, because it could make all the difference in the world.
I was born at 8:30.
I was born at 3:32 in the morning on June 28th.
Really? Okay. I was born at 12:41 during the doctor's lunch. He didn't like his lunch being interrupted. 12:41. No, and my mom laughed because I came like right on time, but I'm always late to everything. The only thing that I'm not late to is the radio show stuff. I'm like late to everything. I'm late to weddings. Unless I'm in the wedding, then I'm not late. But I'm late to Prunia's half of the time. You know, yeah, I was 25 minutes late to my grandfather's funeral. But that wasn't my fault, because my cousin got us. Okay, I got to tell you a story before we leave. Okay, the reason why we were late is solely on my cousin that I don't talk to anymore, because she was speeding. I don't drive, and we were going from Portland to my grandparents' house, which is like a 40-minute drive, and we got donuts and hot cocoa, so we were. And she was going 90 in a 40 mile per hour time. And I don't know, but we were right past the hospital where my grandfather died, right, 2 days earlier. We get pulled by the cops, and my cousin is like, nervous and ready to puke and everything. And I said to him, you know, I'm sorry that we were speeding, but you see, we have to go to the hospital because they are going to unplug my grandfather's life support. And if we don't get there on time, I'm never going to be able to forgive myself and we get off. Okay, I'm not telling people out there what you should ever do what I did, but think about it. If I didn't do it, it would have been like a $300 ticket for going that fast. You know, so yes. So was Carly good or bad in that situation, Veronica?
Mm-hmm. What happened?
No, was I good or bad in that situation?
You were good.
Yeah, see? Sometimes
you were good.
You just have to, sometimes you just have to mind a little to get out of a ticket. Besides, we were driving my uncle's car, and he would kill us if we got a ticket. So, yes. Oh, and I want to say that today, Biden really went after you, Senator, or you, Governor.
Greg, got it. Oh, yeah, Greg Abbott is a piece of work right now, unfortunately. I'm just so angry.
And, okay, breaking news. Kamala Harris just broke the tie to advance the $19 trillion in COVID relief, 51 of 50. Those that did this. Yay! Okay,
awesome.
So we get money. Yeah. So I'm happy, and what is everyone doing for the rest of the night?
Well, I'm probably going to go to bed because it's almost 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
Okay,
Bobby, where do you live at? You live in Los Angeles or New York?
North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Bobby, you're an old man because I'm sorry. I never go to bed at 9 unless I'm sick. Okay, I don't remember the last time I went to bed at 9 o'clock. What about Veronica and Nadia? What about you guys?
Me, I got to do some writing, and then I have to do something else before I go to bed about 11:30, so, because I have to get up tomorrow in the morning for work here at home. I've been working from home almost a whole year.
Well, and Veronica and I are both bad because we are up at the same hours, and last night we both said we had to be up early and we had to go to bed.
Yeah.
And that was the last.
That's how I was, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you got to bed on time last night or not.
Unfortunately, I did not. I had an episode last night because of my, I have seizures. Unfortunately, it wasn't very good. My head was hurting all day from last night to this morning, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I had to get up because I've been working for almost a year at home working as a teacher's assistant. I work for a college, and I'm like, it's been a year working from home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been... But I'm blessed, you know, to still be working right now. I'm blessed. That's all I got to say. Even with everything I'm facing, I'm blessed. So we got to count our blessings. That's all we got to do.
Exactly.
You know what? With what you all facing right now, sweetie, your health should be more important than, you know, worried about that. I mean, I know after what I went through, they were nice when I have one hell of a, you know, hard time sleeping. And, you know, I think it's, you know, just how our bodies are. So I'd say don't worry about it. That's my advice.
Yeah.
And Nadia, is your mom okay so far?
So far, yeah. So far she's doing
good. Oh, thank God.
So far.
Thank
God. Yeah, she got her second shot today.
I was saying with the second vaccine, I'm just curious what it does to everyone on the second shot. And Bobby, when are you getting your second one?
I got mine today and I feel good.
Oh, that's good, Bobby.
Okay.
That's really,
okay,
really
Bobby.
Good.
Okay, Bobby, don't say that. You are cursing yourself. Okay, don't say you feel good. I said the same thing, and the next morning I woke up hot and sweaty, and I felt like a tractor ran over me.
Oh, wow.
So, yes. Yes. So
Nadia, how's your mom?
She's doing good.
Yes, and I'm going to, I got my pizza today because there was no way I could run out tomorrow and get it because of all those.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to laugh at me. Well, I left my house keys in my grandma's car, but my grandma, like, has a...
Oh, wow.
My grandma has, you know, a copy of the key to my apartment, so it was great. I didn't get my key back until whenever, so I'm not going well. So, yeah, so everyone have a great night. And
good night, you guys. Wonderful show.
Thank you. And we are back here at 12:30 my time, right, Nadia?
Yes.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.